I'm Jill Freitas with National Native News. In today's headlines, nearly 2 years after the Supreme Court upheld the Indian Child Welfare Act, tribal leaders say enforcement is still falling short. And Native citizenship history is now being debated again in a major birthright case. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Jill Freitas. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld the Indian Child Welfare Act in 2023, according to reporting by SCOTUS blog, affirming the law's role in keeping Native children connected to their families and tribes. But nearly 2 years later, implementation challenges remain. Legal analysis from Cornell Law School says states are still working to fully carry out ICWA's requirements, and according to the National Indian Child Welfare Association, tribal leaders say the law is critical to protecting Native children and preserving cultural identity, and are calling for stronger enforcement nationwide. In the U.S. Supreme Court showdown over the 14th Amendment last week, justices sharply questioned the Trump administration's lawyer for invoking Native American history to challenge the birthright citizenship of immigrants. KMBA's Rhonda McBride reports on why his arguments faced resistance. Leaders from tribal colleges and universities are calling on Congress to increase federal funding, saying current support falls short of what's needed. The American Indian Higher Education Consortium says tribal colleges receive significantly less funding per student than other public institutions, despite serving communities with higher financial need. AIHEC President and CEO Onawake Rowe says, quote, "A flourishing tribal higher education sector strengthens the entire nation." Leaders are urging lawmakers to fully fund tribal college programs, saying the federal government has a trust responsibility to support Native education. I'm Jill Freitas.